Hello, and welcome to Sit Back and Listen. I love reading books to kids, so that's mainly what we'll be doing here, but that may change over time. If you happen to have the book we are reading today, feel free to go grab it and read along. The Fabulous Bouncing Chowder by Peter Brown. One day, while watching TV with the Wubbingtons, Chowder saw a commercial for Twisty's Acrobatic Fanatic Camp. He dreamed of going there, but Twisty would not allow dogs. So Madge and Bernie turned to a dear old friend for help. Miss Shirley Fabu ran Fabu Pooch Boot Camp. Her specialty was turning beautiful dogs into fabulous dogs. They went on field trips to dog shows and dog salons, and they sharpened their skills in fabulousness. The Wubbingtons thought that Chowder would enjoy it there, but as usual, he didn't quite fit in. To Chowder, all the other campers looked the same. They all were beautiful and had good manners, and they all seemed unbelievably boring. He tried to get the other dogs to loosen up by inviting them to play games, but the fancy campers always had more important things to do. Chowder knew they were just avoiding him. One morning after breakfast, Miss Fabu made a special announcement. "We are going to have our own official dog show," she said. "You little darlings will be competing in the first annual Fabu Pooch Pageant. So start preparing and remember that the only way to fetch your fabulousness is to follow your dreams." Chowder knew he was kind of funny looking. It was difficult enough being surrounded by perfect dogs, but competing against them just seemed like a lost cause. "Oh, I almost forgot," added Miss Fabu. "The winner will get 1 year supply of delicious snarf snacks." Now she was speaking Chowder's language. Snarf snacks were a true doggy delicacy. Just one shake of the box and hounds from all over could be heard howling with hunger. He didn't know how he'd do it, but Chowder was determined to win that prize. The campers got right down to business. Lola spent a few weeks working on her toothy grin. Snapper went to a canine chiropractor, and Beverly got a perm. All of the dogs were looking more and more like champions. All of them except Chowder. Chowder tried to make himself a bit more fabulous, but he needed a new plan. Miss Fabu always told the campers to follow their dreams, and Chowder had a lot of dreams to choose from. He dreamed of being a professional kickball player, an astronaut, a gourmet chef. The list went on. But Chowder's greatest dream was to be an acrobat. And when his curiosity led him behind the barn, things began to look up. It was love at first sight. Chowder climbed onto the old trampoline, brushed it off, and began bouncing around. He was a natural. While Beverly was primping, Chowder became one with the trampoline. As Snapper perfected his posture, Chowder studied the great masters. During one of Lola's many flossing sessions, Chowder tried to lick the moon. Before they knew it, the day of the Fabu Pooch Pageant had arrived. Droves of dogs and people came from far and wide to see the up-and-coming canines in their first competition. Even Chowder had a few fans in the crowd. All the other campers were in top form. Lola's smile was sparkling. Beverly's hair was breathtaking. Snapper's posture was superb. Finally, it was time for Chowder. The curtains opened to reveal nothing but the old trampoline. The crowd was growing restless when suddenly they heard a bark from above. "Yow!" Chowder dove from the roof of the barn, landed in the center of the trampoline, and bounced high into the air. He fell back to the trampoline, spinning in a tight corkscrew. Then he bounced into a flying cartwheel, then three backwards flips, and then something he called the Chowderin' Bounce. When Chowder finished his routine, the crowd went crazy. The sounds of cheering and barking and mooing and oinking rolled forward like a tidal wave.
Miss Fabu clapped harder than anyone. Chowder, that was so fabulous, she cheered. The judges loved Chowder's bounce-tacular performance, but it really didn't belong in a competition like the Fabu Pooch Pageant. So instead of giving him the top prize, they gave him the honorary award of Best Bouncer in Show. Chowder was quite proud of himself. Beverly may have gotten the year's supply of snarf snacks, but Chowder became the official sports doggy of the Snarf Snacks Company. And for that, he received a lifetime supply of his favorite treats. The following summer, Miss Fabu insisted that Chowder return to her camp. And when he got there, Chowder had a class of beginning bouncers eagerly awaiting their first lesson. The end.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening.
See you next time.
See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.